Now, I have a very brief moment to just introduce what the Spirit has been saying to me, and then we get into the anointing service. You know, the Bible says, Jesus teaching us how to pray. The Bible puts it this way in one account. They said he was somewhere praying, and his disciples came, and when he had finished, they came to him, and they said, please teach us how to pray. And then he began to teach them, and he ended it by saying, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. And you see, I've been thinking about that. Did he have to say that? But he said it, and he meant it. And the truth is that the kingdom has always been the issue of contest for the devil, but not with God, but with man. He knows his limit. And that's why when we pray the prayer, let Jesus be glorified in my life, I think is one of the strongest prayers anybody can pray. Jesus be glorified in my spouse is one of the strongest prayers you can pray. Let Jesus be glorified in my endeavors is one of the strongest prayers you can pray. And my sincere prayer is that for the rest of your lives, they will see Jesus in you. As a matter of fact, my prayer for the Fountain of Life Church is that anywhere you go, you don't need to talk before they know. That's my prayer. That's what I pray for me. That's what I pray for you. You know, Jesus said that you are the light of the world. Then he says, let your light so shine before men. So tonight, I just want to pick it from a theme for the month by the grace of God. And can somebody remind me the theme for the month? I can hear you. One more time. Supernatural perfection. So I want to talk on that today in the name of Jesus. I take my scripture from the book of John in chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up your bed and walk. Then they asked him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up your bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. I believe in the name of Jesus that something is getting truncated in somebody's life today. I say in the name of Jesus, I believe that certain struggles will come to an end today. In the name of Jesus, I believe that somebody, for a long time you have been looking up to God for something, but today you will know, even in eternity, that it has come to a halt in the name of Jesus. You know, I looked at this supernatural perfection. The first thing that hit me, supernatural. You will agree with me that a lot of times our troubles become so overwhelming, beyond what man can do. And when you get to that stage, all you want to do is cry. But unfortunately, crying doesn't help any matter. You know, as you grow up in life, you come to a place where you can't trust man anymore. I'm telling you. You only trust men to the extent that you know they can do. You know why I said that? Because there have been many things in life that man cannot handle. When you are young, your father could do everything. Come on, talk to me. Your mother could do everything, but as you grow older, then you begin to realize there are certain things that mommy cannot do, daddy will do it. There comes a time in your life, you know that daddy is a man. It was Sunday evening. You know how the weekend was? I was very tired. I begin to sleep from where I sit down in the sitting room. If I go to bed, I don't sleep. But when I begin to doze from there, then I crawl to bed, I will sleep. I was enjoying, such sleep can be very, very interesting. I was dreaming. My phone rang, always on silent. I could hear it, but I didn't want to break the sleep. Rang again and again. I left it, it stopped, started again. Stopped, started again. Normally, I would push it away and roll away. The Holy Ghost said, pick it up. I picked it up. This was the way she sounded. Is that Pastor Taiwo? I said, well, who are you? Can I talk to Pastor Taiwo? I said, well, hey, calm down, calm down. What's the problem? You want to know the problem? This young lady, probably in her late 20s, has never felt or enjoyed parental affection all her life. She had been raised by grandmother who passed. Then grand auntie took her over and treated her like rag. She was so tortured that she left home. She was thrown out. Then grand uncle took her. Then after searching for many years, 15 years, didn't know anybody, then mommy showed up. And mommy is happily married somewhere. Hello. Then daddy now was able to connect with daddy. And now that daddy is beginning to, daddy just called back, or rather wrote back just recently. I said, no, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You are not the one, I'm not your father. So for her, I am lonely. There's nobody I can hold on to. In the world of millions of men and women, who is my father? Who is my mother? At that point, I said, see me in church. She sat before me in church, and before I could open my mouth, I heard Holy Ghost clearly. He said, introduce her to your wife. I took her, I said, come. She will have the time to chat. He said, all she needs is someone stand in the place of the father and the mother. Someone, how was your night? How are you doing? How was job hunting yesterday? At that point, I said, God, have mercy on me. She was calling me, expecting to have a solution to her problem. But you know what? She called me. She was looking for God. He said, what do you mean? Because you are our pastor. God called you. And we all know that. And we believe it. I can reach God through you. Sir, beyond your inadequacies, beyond what you are struggling to get that you haven't got, God is waiting for you. Ma, God is waiting for you. The average man is selfish. It's all about me, my, and I. But the whole of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I couldn't counsel. That was all the counsel. She got there, they just got talking. In 1 minute, she was laughing. But I heard God. I left them. Our problem is solved. Now, why am I saying this? There are many problems that man cannot solve. The woman with the issue of blood, after suffering so many things in the hand of physicians and had lost everything she had, she said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment. Oh, But I thought you knew how to do it. I thought you had tried. Come on, you are in a wealthy place. But now you have nothing. Oh, you was used to be pretty. The talk of town, the prettiest woman, very rude. But now you are a shadow of who you used to be. And yet you are going. You can see yourself going. And no man can help me. She said, supernatural will answer me. I'm going for Jesus. Can I be frank with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? I got to that junction some years back. And I came to a conclusion. What God does not do in my life, forget it. And what I've come to say to someone here today is that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's the father to the fatherless. He's the encouragement of the widow. Never again in your life you feel like a destitute. In the name of Jesus, when you have Jesus, don't struggle with man. We will offend you 1,000 times because we are not God. But when you trust God, you will find man very simple and easy to deal with, because the greatest disappointment of man will not hurt you like you should. Supernatural. So Jesus went to Jerusalem. Initially, he said he wasn't going, but he was avoiding those who, the detractors. When he would go, I would have expected he would go straight to the temple where everything was happening. No. That's the temple, Jerusalem. No. Jesus came to Jerusalem and he took a detour and headed for Bethesda. If you're expecting the supernatural, this week will not pass you by. In the name of Jesus. You say, what are you saying? He was in the place of the supernatural because everything human had failed him. The man with the issue of blood was how many years? 12 years. He was 38 years. So he went to where the water will be stirred by unseen hands. Where he said testimony that the first person to enter the troubled water will be healed. He was seeking the supernatural. But when the supernatural himself came to Jerusalem, he knew he was looking for the supernatural. It didn't matter where he was. He wasn't even in the temple. He could not walk. He was somewhere in the corner. Everybody was in the temple. He could not come to the temple. But then there were no testimonies of healings in the temple. If people were getting healed in the temple, that man would have been around the temple with all the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. Nothing was happening in the temple. Nothing. So the man was not there. Everyone looking for the supernatural at that time was at the pool of Bethesda. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes were supposed to be the one ministering this healing God to people. And when Jesus will come, yes, he was coming to the temple, but he knew some people were looking for the supernatural. Let me say it here in the name of Jesus. If you came here looking for the supernatural, believe you me, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will return next month. Because the good thing about supernatural was that it wasn't any of the Pharisees. It wasn't any of the high priests. It wasn't any of the scribes. It wasn't any of the Sadducees. The owner of the supernatural himself, knew where they were looking for him. He knew who was looking for him. He went there. When he got there, the man was lying down. I can hear the Holy Ghost said, just like Jesus is always doing for all of us. He stands over your head and he's saying, do you want? What all your life you have been praying for? He's asking you, do you want? And instead of saying amen, you are complaining. You know what she did to me? You know what he did to me? You know what he said about me? Do you want? He stood over him. He said, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be healed? For me, the first time I read that, I said, why would Jesus be asking such a question? The Bible says the withered, the lame, the impotent, there was a multitude of them there. And for one reason, waiting for the water to be stirred. So why are you asking whether I wanted to be healed? Because faith actually must believe. And so Jesus stood over him and said, do you want to be healed? He said, see, I have nobody. You know, that's my problem for a long time. And it's still my problem with a number of my brethren. My own problem with me for a long time.
and God is helping me. I mean, my problem with a lot of my brethren, instead of seeing what God sees, you keep on seeing what the devil is doing. I'm guilty of it. And God has delivered me. I'm not joking. Do you want to be healed? I have no man. Who is asking for what you don't have? Who is asking for where you are failing? What do you want? See, I have no man. To put me in the water once it is stirred. Before I would try to move, impotent, he was with that, he couldn't move. Before I would try to even wriggle himself, somebody jumped over and they are healed. And he kept on seeing them heal, heal, heal. You have seen so many get their miracles. Your turn is now in the name of Jesus. You've been hearing. Now is your time in the name of Jesus. Bishop Mike said it. Bishop Edipo said it. Papa Edipo, you crowned it. Long before then, when Pastor John preached a Thursday before, he said, this is now my turn. What? How did he put it? It's mine. You can't have it. Pastor, this is an impossibility. Who is asking for the impossibility of your life? What do you want? Do you want? Put your request there. Nah. And so when God touches you, he never just fills up the loopholes in your life. You become a loophole filler for others. Your words become words of power in the name of Jesus. People you don't know will begin to look for you in the name of Jesus on account of your testimony. Because your testimony is the testimony of Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. 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 As they come to you, just say, this is my supernatural. As they come out to anoint you, begin to declare, thank God, this is my supernatural season. Thank God, it's my supernatural season. In the name of Jesus, it's my supernatural season. It is my supernatural season. It is my supernatural season. It is my supernatural season. In the name of Jesus, supernatural favor, supernatural perfection, supernatural deliverance, supernatural promotion is my supernatural season. In the name of Jesus, as they prepare to touch you, as they prepare to anoint you, begin to declare, it's my season of the supernatural. It's my season of the supernatural. It's beyond what anybody can give. It's beyond what anything anyone can add to me. It's my season of the supernatural. Natural. In the name of Jesus, it is my season of the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, it's my season of the supernatural. It is my season of the supernatural. The Bible declares it. God has said it at the beginning of the year. It is my season of the supernatural. Supernatural perfection. Ever has been resisting completion or perfection in my life will not see the end of this year. God will bulldoze through for me. In the name of Jesus, is my season of the supernatural. Is the perfecter God. He makes all things beautiful in his time. This is my season. The devil will try to remind you where you have failed a thousand times. Neglect him. Say what the Bible is saying. Say what the Spirit is saying. In the name of Jesus. What's the Bible saying? I am complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. In the name of Jesus. He who began a good work in me will himself perfect it. Even unto the coming of God. In the name of Jesus. It's my season of the supernatural. Open your mouth and begin to declare to yourself in the name of Jesus, as they anoint me, there is a seal of what is happening. It's my season of the miraculous in the name of Jesus. I walk in the realm of the miraculous in the name of Jesus. I mean, miracle, the miraculous seek me out in the name of Jesus. It's my season of the supernatural. This is not just an anointing service, it's a new beginning for me in the name of Jesus. Within the next 12 months, there'll be many completions in my life. In the name of Jesus, is my season of the supernatural. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. The Holy Ghost will seek you out. I say in Jesus' name, he will seek you out. He will seek you out. In the name of Jesus. There's an encounter tonight. Which God, I mean, by the laying on of the hands of these people, something begins in your life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus.
So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you what the Lord just said to me. You know what he just said to me? He said, it was a little boy's portion of meal. I gave thanks and I said, go give them. Something is being served you tonight in the name of Jesus. It may look insignificant to you, but it will do significant things to your life in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's our season. Glory be to God in the highest. 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 Glory be to God in the highest.